Democrats are to blame even more so because they chose Mueller to be a quote unquote, knight on the white horse that is going to save the American democracy without really knowing and really wanting to know. Remember that Mueller has always been a political player with the Republican Party. He has really has compromised himself, his integrity and professionalism, not only with the latest escapade last week, but on previous occasions, such as testifying before Congress about weapons of mass destruction, which we had basically certified to the FBI's own capability that Saddam Hussein has possessed the weapons. And also after 9/11, when there was a huge investigation in regards of the this white powder which was sent to a variety of different offices, the anthrax investigation, where they went after the wrong guy, and as a result, they had to wind up paying a $5 million settlement because they really has smeared a guy really badly. And luckily, he was really well represented. So this is
So,
a,
you're saying that Mueller was involved, had a role in there as well? What has the anthrax story got to do with Mueller, or is it
Well, because
something?
he's been overseeing the investigation as the director of the FBI back then, and he got
Right.
it wrong. So this is someone who's really been compromised by complete lack of professionalism and complete lack of any kind of results based on evidence. And but he has been a political player, and he was basically thought that he's going to be able to play by the rules this time, leading Democrats to win. Unfortunately, what's transpired was truly a pathetic show of the political interference, where actually the best way to sum it up would be quoting David Axelrod, who is a Democratic strategist for the political campaigns for both Clinton's and Obama's, who basically wrote on Twitter that this whole situation was very painful to watch. That's what he just wrote. So obviously, they're not going to indict Trump. They're going to make him stronger than he has ever been. His ratings up through the roof. And it's basically a done deal at this point. And it's a very truly sad representation of the state of
Yeah,
our politics.
people here didn't watch it, of course. So what I understood is that the Democrats were expecting that he would say things that then could lead to some further investigation, but that didn't happen. He
Well, it couldn't have. It couldn't have. Yeah.
just he didn't want to say anything. At some point he did, and then he came back to it 2 hours later, I think.
Well, it couldn't happen because the facts are simply not there. It is that simple. There's no collusion. There's no proof of anything. The only people they're able to convict were the people who are lying to the FBI. But the Joseph Masfood, the guy who originally started the whole thing, this very mysterious professor in Rome with alleged ties to the CIA and Putin, that guy that blatantly lied, he was never held to account. He was not booked on any kind of charges. So right
Yeah, but it
now,
was more about, I think he, not about collusion with Russia, but more about, I don't know what the exact words are, but interfering and trying to influence, yeah, trying to intervene, I think. And I think Mueller in his report, didn't he say that it's up to the Parliament, to Congress, to take action on
Congress is
it?
busy with his own business, and it's obviously it's political play,
No, but that's
political
not the point.
theater.
But I think that he said that it's up to Congress to take action. And so with the hearing
Well,
now, they expected him to be more clear and to say something that was going to harm Trump, but he didn't.
plus we also have, elections coming up next year, so a lot of the people who are running in the districts will be, running for re-election. So they want to, portray themselves as a quote-unquote resistance to Trump. So I think it's also political mileage that can be derived this way. But I think generally it is a very sad affair because it will wind up hurting the image of the country worldwide.
But I mean, in terms of impact on the image of the U.S., I mean, it's nothing compared to what Trump himself has in terms of a
Yes.
negative.
Well, it's true, but it gives you a really good view of internal politics, how they're being played normally, and the degree of hypocrisy as well as degree of very kind of petty like attacks on the one side versus the other. that really downgrades the whole quality of our system. The problem with this type of Russiagate and this type of deliberations, which I've been talking about for 2 years, it really prevents the Congress to address major issues taking place in this country, the problems addressing and fixing them. So while the Congress is busy with political gamesmanship, everything else remains unaddressed. And this is really something that it's truly bringing the whole country down. And I like to
I
transfer it right
understood that
now.
the debates, I mean, it's a separate topic, the last couple of days, the Democratic debates, other things were discussed.
Oh, they were, but also very superficially. For example, a lot of platform has been given to Elizabeth Warren as the choice of the progressive ticket, and Bernie was completely shut out. Actually, I was just watching a report by Jordan Sheridan, actually, who actually was there. He was not given accreditation to the venue because CNN was running it along with the Democratic DNC, and basically he was telling that the shots, which I was actually seeing myself. Any kind of Bernie supporter was simply omitted from the view. There were literally two or three supporters from Biden, and they were given platform as far as the overall, visual landscape. And they're simply hid the Bernie supporters behind a CNN sign. I mean, these are really, truly a Soviet-like tactics, and it shows that, this whole Democratic debate system is truly a bunch of charades, and
What
nobody.
I heard is that a quite significant amount of attention was given to healthcare. But then apparently one of the sponsors in the breaks, or a number of the sponsors in the breaks during the breaks in the debate, was actually the pharmaceutical industry.
Yes, pharma. Yeah, which just gives you another. The funny thing is, this is really truly a destruction of our commons, as we call it, public space. I would say in media, let's say National Public Radio, PBS, and so on and so forth. There's a huge scandal since 2 days ago about Capital One Bank, which, by the way, my information looks like it was released as well. That w they were hacked by somebody working for Amazon Internet Services or website services. And the reporters who are reporting on it had to use a disclaimer that, by the way, the Capital One is a sponsor of our radio state of public radio, for example. I mean, literally, the same thing
So what
happened.
happened? There was a bank that got hacked.
Yes, well, by someone from working. Some senior software engineer working for Amazon Services, because as you know, Amazon's providing services, cloud services, pretty much everyone big in the industry. So they've been hacked, and over 100 million, 140 million, I think, to be more precise, was released. And but fundamental issue is this: it is truly
But
amazing
this bank
where.
is sponsoring local
Yes,
media.
they're sponsoring, but I think the joke is on the other, on the media, so-called independent, quote-unquote, public media like PBS, which is a public broadcaster in here in the U.S. for television, or NPR, which is public radio. Why are they taking corporate money? I mean, literally, this there was a deja vu last week when they're reporting on Boeing, and actually they had to also disclose that Boeing is a major underwriter. So in a way, only fool would think that this type of money strings are not attached here. They are attached here, and they play the big role in how the issues are being reported. And but I think, to be honest, it's also fault of the media itself that's willing to take the money, dirty money. And in the case of Boeing, I would say blood money.
Because of the crashes and
Yes, and the cover up. And I'll tell you right now, I had a conversation with one of the lawyers that I know, good friend of mine, corporate lawyer. And actually, we were talking about this, and he basically told me that there would absolutely not be any personal indictments for manslaughter, as far as he can see. Sure, the Boeing wound up paying fines, but I think nobody would go to prison over this. You want to